Hello, Sampson County, and welcome to the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter. On today's show, I'm joined by head coach of the Clinton Dark Horses, Randy Jordan, and we'll talk about the big season that the Dark Horses are having thus far, and we'll also talk about the county teams that are that have lost in the playoffs in the first round as well. That's all today on the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. Sampson County sports fans, it's the 17th episode of this Sampson County sports podcast, and I am sad to report that Ron Davis is going to no longer be on the podcast, as we have changed the name to the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter. Every week now we will have a different guest co-host, and I am glad to be joined by head coach of the Clinton Dark Horses, Randy Jordan.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you for coming on this podcast, Coach. And let's go ahead and start with your team, as the Clinton Dark Horses are having a phenomenal season. And first, I'd like to congratulate you on your 100th win earlier this season against Union. And you're on 108 wins right now. Still going. A game against Aiden Griffin tonight. This is a Saturday morning recording before the game as well, fans. So I just wanted to let you know, but congratulations, Coach.
Well, thank you. It's it's always a wonderful thing when you reach a milestone, and we've just been blessed since I've been here to have some outstanding players. Not just basketball players, but great young men and assistant coaches. And you never do anything like this alone. And I'm very, very lucky and blessed to have them at my side all these years. And of course, my wife, who, you know, none of this would be possible without her. And but you know, right now the only number that matters is for us, number 27. That's the only number I'm worried about, and that's what we're looking to get tonight against a good Aiden Griffin team.
And that's right. And you said tonight is against Aiden Griffin, and the Dark Horses will play Aiden Griffin at 7:30 on this Saturday night. We're recording on the Saturday morning before the game for you listeners listening to this podcast. But let's go ahead. Start with some questions. Obviously, this week is a tough week for basketball. You have three games in 1 week, a day between each game to practice. And walk me through your routine at practice and how you prepare your team for three games in 1 week.
Well, it's the second straight week we've done this. We had the conference tournament last week, and that was Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So we try to keep things as normal as possible, stick to our normal practice time routines. We obviously try to get film at this time of year. We're playing teams we haven't played. So we try to get as much film as we can and show that to the guys. Now Wednesday we were either lucky or unlucky to play a conference foe in West Bladen. So we already had that and we knew a lot about them. Today, you know, we'll keep it as normal as possible. With a Saturday game, it's a little different. But we'll come in a little early today and walk through some things with Aiden Griffin. And then we'll have our normal shoot around this afternoon and be ready to play. What we did yesterday, we're a little dinged up right now, as most teams are at this time of year. We've got a couple guys with some ankle sprains, and the flu's going around. So we're trying to nip that in the bud, as Barney would say. And so we didn't even practice yesterday. We watched some tape. We talked about Aiden Griffin, talked about us, where we are, what we need to do. Just didn't feel that 1 hour on the floor was going to make that big a difference for us. So we'll take care of those things today. The guys are getting a lot of rest and fluids, and we're just going to come out and give it our best shot.
Now, Aiden Griffin is a 22 seed. You faced low seeds all playoff the past two rounds, but Aiden Griffin is on a run, beating an 8 seed in Cummings and a 9 seed in Northeastern, two very good teams. A Cinderella team, if you call it, to prepare for Aiden Griffin and this Cinderella team. You have to prepare a lot for these teams. Walk us through the preparing for Aiden Griffin detailed.
We've got about six games of tape on them. The coaching staff, we've watched all of them. The players have watched some of them. We've pointed out the things that they do and like to do, who their better players are, what their tendencies are on offense and defense. They're very similar to our style of play coming into this year with the press and run. They run the Patino system with the multiple presses and half-court traps. And that's okay with us because we practice against that kind of thing every day. So hopefully we'll be able to handle it and be prepared for it. You know, we break down their players. We show some film clips to our guys of their players. And all of our guys have access to Huddle, which is our video system. So hopefully they've been watching some tape on their own last night and today. And you know, it's just a matter of being prepared for them, but more so, I believe in the old John Wooden philosophy of I worry more about what we do and how we do it and how we prepare. And this week we've struggled a little bit. You know, we won by 8 against a good Southwest Edgecombe team and by 5 against a very good West Bladen team. And at this time of year, people shouldn't expect 30-point blowouts. You get to this point, you're all good. You know, there's only 16 teams left in the East. So I expect a good game tonight. But I think our guys are ready. They understand what it's going to take. And I'm looking forward to it tonight. We'll be playing at the middle school again. We love playing over there. So it should be a good crowd. And we hope people come out to watch the girls' game and our game.
Absolutely. And the girls play Southwest Edgecombe tonight as well in the third round at Sampson Middle School. But throughout the season, your team has been playing together, giving up the ball when needed, not making many mistakes, and taking the game serious. What or who have been the big contributors or contributions to the togetherness of the season?
Well, you know, I could sit here and point out individual statistics, and we will in a minute. But the thing about this team is they're such fun to be around every day. I mean, every day I come to practice, they make me smile, they make me laugh. They've even got me dancing at times this year, you know, in the locker room after a game, or we play music during the first part of practice to let them relax, and they've got me dancing with them. So this is just a really exceptional group of young men. They really like each other. They understand what our system is and our style of play, and they've bought into it. And at this point, I'm not going to say that they don't think they can be beaten, but they believe that anytime they take the floor, that they're going to win. And that goes a long way. You know, attitude and chemistry, the fact they like each other, and their attitude going into every game and every practice. We've tried to get better, and I think they have. So they're just a joy, really are. Individually, you know, we've got some guys that, you know, Jeremiah Pope's averaging about 17 points a game. Chris Williams is averaging 12 or so. Dewan Lassane is averaging about 12. Tyon Wright's about 9. But we're getting great contributions off the bench. So everybody has contributed this year. Prentice Murphy, Tymir McIntyre, Jaden Bell, Malik Gauss. You know, they've all come off the bench and done a great job for us. And I can't say enough about the guys, you know, Raheem Skinner and I'm trying to go through everybody's names real quick here. Austin Fussell, Brock Hampton Brock. I know I'm going to leave somebody out. But they've all come off the bench and done a great job for us this year. And like I said, it's just been a great group to work with.
You know, I've asked you this in the last podcast, but as we look through the playoffs, the end of the year, these last few games, assuming you win tonight, will we see you going as deep as you've gone before on your bench and playing those second-string players?
Well, at this time of year, you know, we've kind of narrowed the bench down, the rotation down to eight, nine guys, maybe 10, depending on the post-play. You know, Trevor Leggett, as a junior, has really come into his own defensively, blocked shots and rebounds. But with Mike Kramer and Prentice Murphy and Malik Gauss, we've got four guys that understand the post and what their role is, and we're very blessed to have that. And you know, it's just going to depend on what the situation calls for. I can't say that everybody will play. I can't say that they won't. It's game by game, day by day, what the game situation calls for.
And as you look forward in the playoffs, assuming you win tonight, obviously there are not any easy games left.
No.
But who do you think will be your biggest challenges as looking down this bracket?
Well, you've got Northside and Fairmont squaring off tonight down at Jacksonville Northside, 26-0 and 22-4, two traditional 2A powers. We played Northside earlier this year and lost to them in a good basketball game. But we're two different teams right now. You know, they are and we are from when we played December 4th. We've got, you know, everybody's got their multi-sport athletes are with them. And so, you know, if it's Fairmont or if it's Northside, we know it's going to be a great game. If it's Fairmont, again, Fairmont's a traditional 2A power. They like to play up-tempo. They press. They run. We'd have our hands full either way. We don't care who we get to play. We just want to be able to say that we're playing on Tuesday night and for a chance to move on after that. So it doesn't matter to me who we end up playing.
Now, your players that were on the football team, have you talked to them any about being meeting up with Northside again as they met again in football this past year in the playoffs?
Well, no, not really. You know, the multi-sport guys, right now we're focused on basketball. You know, obviously everybody felt awful that football lost. We all wish they'd gone farther. But right now we're focused on basketball, and we're trying to keep that focus that way. And you know, I think the guys in the back of their head know that. They're always going to. But right now our focus is totally talking about Aiden Grifton. We're not even going to look ahead until we get hopefully lucky enough to do that tonight. And then we'll start looking at either one of those two teams about 10 o'clock tonight if we're blessed enough to do that.
All right, and now looking into next season, you'll be in a new conference with Wallace Rose Hill, James Keenan, Goldsboro, competitive teams in that conference. How does that help or hurt your program?
That's going to be a brutal conference, football and basketball-wise. It's going to be a brutal conference. The three Duplin County schools with Wallace and East Duplin, James Keenan, us, Midway, Spring Creek, which was 22-6 this year in basketball, and I don't know if they're still alive because I haven't checked the 1A bracket, but and Goldsboro. So it's going to be a brutal conference. The travel will be much better. Our longest trip will be Spring Creek. We've got some natural rivals with keeping Midway, which, you know, is important to us. But with James Keenan, East Duplin, Wallace Rose Hill, you've got those natural rivalries that are close games. So I think it's going to be very competitive, not just in football and basketball, but across the board. I think it's a great thing for all of our student-athletes, our parents and fan base, a little bit closer trips for them. And that's always a good thing because it's important for student-athletes to look up in the bleachers and see their parents there, their friends, their relatives, to know that they're supported. And I think sometimes the travel got in the way of that in the last 4 years. You know, East and West Bladen are trips. Trask is a trip. But we're looking forward to the new challenges that lie ahead of us. But we're not looking that far ahead yet.
All right, so we want to thank Coach Jordan for coming on the show today. Before we leave, we want to note that all the remaining county teams that were in the playoffs have lost, ended their seasons. Hobton ended their season 13-14, Lakewood at 12-10, and Midway at 15-12. Great seasons for those teams. They should grow in the next season. But
congratulations to all those teams for making the state playoffs. It's an accomplishment, and it's something to be proud of. And those young men and women and their coaching staffs, congratulations to them. They have a lot to be proud of.
Thank you, Coach Jordan, for joining us today on the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter. For Coach Jordan and everyone at the Sampson Independent, I'm Ryan Carter. Thank you for listening.